Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Rama by Abraham Goldhar, and today we're Masechus Nedarim, Daf Pei, the 11th parak Be'el Nedarim. So the three topics we're going to focus on, number one, the Mishnah and Daf Ein Tes Amad Alf quoted two types of cases that are Malchukas Hanayim if they qualify as Nedarim of Inui Nefesh, Im Erchatz, if I bathe, and Imoi Erchatz, if I do not bathe, as well as parallel cases of adorning. The Gemara asks what the nether was and the condition of if I bathe that was attached to it. After rejecting the suggestion that the wife forbade all produce on herself if she bathes, the Gemara suggests that she said, "Konon the pleasure of bathing to me if I bathe." The Tanakhama holds that abstaining from bathing constitutes inui nefesh, so the husband may revoke the neder, and Rabbi Yossi disagrees. The Gemara objects that if so, Rabbi Yossi should have clearly said that this is not even a condition of inui nefesh instead of not nedarim of inui nefesh. The Gemara therefore adjusts the case to be, "Hanas rakit salai lo'olam im erchatz hayom." Konam the pleasure of bathing to me if I bathe today. And Rabbi Yossi's reasoning is, nivol dechad yoma loshmi nivol. Repugnance of one day's lack of bathing is not called repugnance. Point number two, the Gemara asks what the netter is in the second case of the Mishnah, where she apparently added the condition of imo erchatz, if I do not bathe. Rabbi Yudis suggests that she said, the pleasure of bathing is forbidden to me if I do not bathe in flax steeping water, which is foul smelling, where both choices have an afflictive impact. However, the Gemara rejects this interpretation because the parallel case of imoes kashet, if I do not adorn myself, would have to be a condition of adorning yourself with some filthy substance, and this cannot be described as adornment at all. Therefore, Rav Yehuda interprets the case to be that she swore not to bathe, and it's not a conditional neder at all. The Rambam, based on the Girsa, adds that the first case of the Mishnah no longer needs to be a condition of not bathing today, and can be a case where she said, "Konon the pleasure of bathing on me if I bathe." The previous objection that Rav Yossi should have said the condition is not inui nefesh is no longer compelling since the second case of the Mishnah does not involve a condition at all. And pointing with you, the Gemara poses a contradiction in the position Rav Yossi holds, that not being able to bathe does not constitute inui nefesh. A braisa teaches that a spring which emanates from a city, and there is insufficient water for the residents of the city and the next city to which the spring flows, the first city's lives take precedence. The same would be for the livestock's needs versus those of the neighboring city, as well as their laundry needs. In the final case, Rabbi Yossi holds, in disagreement with the Tanakhama, that even if the first city's laundry needs are pitted against the drinking needs of the second city, the first city's laundry needs take precedence because he considers it a life-critical issue. The Gemara asks, can bathing the body be less critical than laundering clothing? The Gemara on the next off answers in the affirmative because Shmuel said, uncleanliness of the clothing leads to insanity, which cannot be cured. Uncleanliness of the body leads to boils and sores, which can be cured. So once again, the three points are, number one, the Mishnah on Daf Ein Tes Amud Aleph quoted two types of cases that are Malchukas Tanaim if they qualify as Nedarim of Inui Nefesh. Im Erchatz, if I bathe, and Imoi Erchatz, if I do not bathe, as well as parallel cases of adorning. The Gemara asks what the nether was and the condition of if I bathe that was attached to it. After rejecting the suggestion that the wife forbade all produce on herself if she bathes, the Gemara suggests that she said, "Konon the pleasure of bathing to me if I bathe." The Tanakhama holds that abstaining from bathing constitutes inui nefesh, so the husband may revoke the nether, and Rabbi Yossi disagrees. The Gemara objects that if so, Rabbi Yossi should have clearly said that this is not even a condition of inui nefesh instead of not nedarim of inui nefesh. The Gemara therefore adjusts the case to be, "Hanas rakit salai lo'olam im erchatz hayom." Konam the pleasure of bathing to me if I bathe today. And Rabbi Yossi's reasoning is, nivol dechad yoma loshmi nivol. Repugnance of one day's lack of bathing is not called repugnance. Point number two, the Gemara asks what the netter is in the second case of the Mishnah, where she apparently added the condition of imo erchatz, if I do not bathe. Rav Yudis suggests that she said, the pleasure of bathing is forbidden to me if I do not bathe in flax steeping water, which is foul smelling, where both choices have an afflictive impact. However, the Gemara rejects this interpretation because the parallel case of imoes kashet, if I do not adorn myself, would have to be a condition of adorning yourself with some filthy substance, and this cannot be described as adornment at all. Therefore, Rav Yudis interprets the case to be that she swore not to bathe, and it's not a conditional neder at all. The Rambam, based on the Girsa, adds that the first case of the Mishnah no longer needs to be a condition of not bathing today, and can be a case where she said, "Konon the pleasure of bathing on me if I bathe." The previous objection that Rav Yossi should have said the condition is not inui nefesh is no longer compelling since the second case of the Mishnah does not involve a condition at all. And pointing with you, the Gemara poses a contradiction in the position Rabbi Yossi holds, that not being able to bathe does not constitute inui nefesh. A braisa teaches that a spring which emanates from a city, and there's insufficient water for the residents of this city and the next city to which the spring flows, the first city's lives take precedence. The same would be for the livestock's needs versus those of the neighboring city, as well as their laundering needs. In the final case, Rabbi Yossi holds, in disagreement with the Tanakhama, that even if the first city's laundering needs are pitted against the drinking needs of the second city, the first city's laundering needs take precedence because he considers it a life-critical issue. The Gemara asks, can bathing the body be less critical than laundering clothing? The Gemara on the next off answers in the affirmative because Shmuel said, uncleanliness of the clothing leads to insanity, which cannot be cured. Uncleanliness of the body leads to boils and sores, which can be cured. All right, so now we got our Siman Daf Pei, and our standard Siman is a painter. A painter for Pei. So here goes. The painter who wanted to be made for his wife's neder of Konam, the pleasure of bathing to me, if I bathe today, despite her being splattered with paint, was horrified when he heard her say, the pleasure of bathing is forbidden to me, if I do not bathe in flax-steeping water, and wondered if her pile of unlaundered clothes was leading her to insanity. Once again, slow motion. The painter, that must be one Daf Pei, painter. The painter who wanted to be made for his wife's neder of Konam, the pleasure of bathing to me if I bathe today, despite her being splattered with pain, which reminds us of the Gemara's case of Hanas Rechitza Alai Lo'olam Im Erchatz Hayom, Konam, the pleasure of bathing to me if I bathe today, and Rabbi Yossi's reasoning that this is not a neder of Inui Nefesh, and the husband cannot revoke the neder because Nivol Dechad Yoma Lo Shmei Nivol, repugnance of one day's lack of bathing is not called repugnance. So, the painter who wanted to be made for his wife's neder of Konam, the pleasure of bathing to me if I bathe today, despite her being splattered with paint, was horrified when he heard her say, the pleasure of bathing is forbidden to me if I do not bathe in flax steeping water, which reminds us, the Gemara asks what the neder is in the second case in the Mishnah, where she apparently added the condition of imoy erchatz, if I do not bathe. Rav Yehuda suggests that she said, the pleasure of bathing is forbidden to me if I do not bathe in flax steeping water, which is foul smelling, where both choices have an afflictive impact. However, the Gemara rejects this interpretation because the parallel case of imoy skashet, if I do not adorn myself, would have to be a condition of adorning herself with some filthy substance, and this cannot be described as adornment at all. So, the painter who wanted to be made for his wife's neder of Konam, the pleasure of bathing to me if I bathe today, despite her being splattered with paint, was horrified when he heard her say, the pleasure of bathing is forbidden to me if I do not bathe in flax steeping water, and wondered if her pile of unlaundered clothes was leading her to insanity, which reminds us, Rabbi Yossi holds that in a case where there's insufficient water, even if a first city's laundering needs are pitted against the drinking needs of a second city, the first city's laundering needs take precedence because he considers it a life-critical issue. The Gemara asks, can bathing the body be less critical than laundering clothing? And the Gemara on the next off answers in the affirmative because Shmuel said uncleanliness of the clothing leads to insanity, which cannot be cured, whereas uncleanliness of the body leads to boils and sores, which can be cured. So once again, the painter wanted to be made for his wife's neder of Konam, the pleasure of bathing to me if I bathe today, despite her being splattered with paint, was horrified when he heard her say, the pleasure of bathing is forbidden to me if I do not bathe in flax steeping water, and wondered if her pile of unlaundered clothes was leading her to insanity. All right, so now it's time for four blah back chazar. Daf ayin vav. So the simmer daf ayin vav is an intravenous tube, an IV. So here goes. The IV tube, IV tube, that must be more in Daf Ayin Vav, IV. The IV tube that was connected to a plant in the ground, which always remains Tahor, which reminds the Gemara finally resolves its inquiry about Rabbi Eliezer from a Brisa, in which Rabbi Eliezer sought to prove to the Chachamim that they too must make a similar Kavach Homer. Mazraim, Tameim, Kevin, Shazar, Makarka, Tahorin. If plants which are Tamei, once that they are planted in the ground, they become Tahor. Zeruim ba'omdim al kol shekein, then those already planted should certainly remain tahor, even if tumah touches them. Rabbi Yehuda argued to the Chachamim that they certainly agree with this law, although there's no source for it except this kal v'chomer, so they should agree to his kal v'chomer as well. So the IV tube that was connected to a plant in the ground, which always remains tahor, was hooked up to a Na'aru who fainted when she discovered her father tried to sell her as a maidservant, which reminds us, a Braisa taught, one might think that a father can sell his Na'aru Dara as a maidservant just as he can sell his daughter who is a minor as a maidservant. There's a Kal v'chomer that he cannot. Mechura Kvar Yotza, if she was sold already and became a Na'ara, she leaves her servitude by virtue of reaching maturity. Eina Mechura, Eina Din Shel Timkor, if she was not yet sold, is it not certain that she cannot be sold when she's already a Na'ara? since this is the source for this law, we see that all agree to such a Kal Vachomer. So the IV tube that was connected to a plant in the ground, which always remains Tahor, was hooked up to a Na'aru who fainted when she discovered her father tried to sell her as a maidservant, when he got upset that once it became dark, he could no longer be Mefer, her netter. Which reminds us, as Malchus, if Hafara is for that entire day until it gets dark, which is learned from the Pasuk, Biyom Shamo, or for a 24-hour period, which is learned from the Pasuk, which states, Miyom El Yom, from day to day, implying a full 24 hours. Daf Ein Zayin, so the Simmer Daf Ein Zayin is a goat. So here goes. The goat, that must be more Daf Ein Zayin, A's. The goat tied to the Shabbos table, where a man was looking for a heter to his nether, not to drink wine so he could have kiddush, which reminds us. The next Mishnah teaches, Mefiri Nadarim b'Shabbos, v'nishan l'Nadarim she'en l'tzorach b'Shabbos. One may revoke Nadarim on Shabbos and may seek a heter for Nadarim, that their annulment is needed for Shabbos. The Gemara inquires if Hafara on Shabbos also must be for a Shabbos need. So the goat tied to the Shabbos table, where a man was looking for a heter to his neder, not to drink wine so he could have kiddush, charged at the man's three layman cousins coming to be matir's neder. Which reminds us, Rabbi Yosef initially thought that one may only seek a heter for a neder on Shabbos from a yachin mumcha, a single expert, but not from shloshe hediotas, three laymen, because this has the appearance of a court case on Shabbos. Abai responded that since annulment of nedarim is distinct from court proceedings in three ways, namely that the three men may stand, they may be his relatives, and it may be done at night, therefore it does not have the appearance of a court case even absent these three factors. Rabbi said in the name of Rabbi Nachman, the halacha is that one may seek a heter for a neder from one who is standing alone and at night and on Shabbos and from relatives. So the goat tied to the Shabbos table where a man was looking for a heter to his neder, not to drink wine, so he could have kiddush, charged at the man's three layman cousins coming to be matir's neder, but instead knocked the plate out of a husband's hand who was being made for his wife's neder by saying, take and eat, take and drink. Which reminds us, a braisa teaches that one should not revoke on Shabbos with the same language of hafar that he uses during the week. Rather, he should hand his wife the item and say, tli v'achli, tli ishti, take and eat, take and drink, and the neder is canceled. Rabbi Yochanan added, b'tzarach sheyivat b'libo, and he must cancel the neder in his heart. The combination of handing her the item and mentally revoking the neder is sufficient for hafara. Daf Ein Ches, so the simmer Daf Ein Ches is a child going, ugh. So here goes. The Chacham's son who went, ach, son going, ach, that must be Moran Dav, Ein Ches, ach. The Chacham's son who went, ach, when he heard his father trying to be made for a man's wife's neder, instead of being Matirib, which reminds the Gemara brings up Bryce of the Darshan Zeha Davar, this is the thing, which Hashem commanded, implying that it must be followed exactly. A Chacham Matir ve'ein Baal Matir. This teaches that a Chacham annuls and a husband cannot annul. And another Bryce of Darshan is the reverse. Zeha Davar Baal Mefer ve'ein Chacham Mefer. This is the thing. This teaches that a husband may revoke a neder, but a Chacham cannot revoke a neder. So the Chacham's son who went, ugh, when he heard his father trying to be mefer, a man's wife's neder, instead of being matirit, went, ugh, when he saw three laymen who had done shchutei chutz, come annul the neder, which reminds us. A braisa makes a gezera shava of zeha davar between nedarim and shchutei chutz, the prohibition to shech karbanas outside of the mikdash. Just as this prohibition applies to all Jews equally, so too nedarim can be annulled by all Jews, including laymen. This teaches that three laymen are qualified to annul nedarim. The Gemara objects, since the Pasuk says, Roshei HaMatos, heads of the tribes, indicating that experts are required. It answers that this term allows a yachid mumcha, a single expert, to annul nedarim. The Gzer Shava allowing laymen to annul aval must therefore be for more than one, which we presume to be three, similar to a minor basin. So the Chacham's son who went, ugh, when he heard his father trying to be made for a man's wife's neder, instead of being matirid, went, ugh, when he saw three laymen who had done shchutei chutz, come annul the neder, and then threw his plate of spinach at the husband when he realized he was being silent in order to distress his wife. Which reminds us, Rabbi Kanina taught, Hashosik amanas lemekat, a husband who is silent in order to distress his wife by causing her to think that he'll confirm the neder, mefer afil mekanva adasara yamim, he can still revoke it for another 10 days, meaning such silence does not constitute hakama. Rabbi Kanina's ruling is successfully challenged on the next daf. Daf Ein Tes, so the simmer Daf Ein Tes is a sofer with a quill. So here goes. The sofer, that must be Moran Daf Ein Tes, sofer with a quill. The sofer writing in silence while his distressed wife cited three refutations to a shosik al manas lemekat mefer, which reminds us, the Gemara brings three successful refutations to Rav Chanina's ruling that a husband who is silent to distress his wife may still revoke her neder. So the sofa writing in silence while his distressed wife cited three refutations to Hashosek Amanasla Mekat Mayfair regarding her Inui Nefesh Nether with the condition, if I adorn myself, which reminds us, the Gemara brings Malchokes about Nadarm that are Dvarim Sheish Behen Inui Nefesh, matters that involve self-affliction. The Tanakhama provides an example. If she makes a nether on condition of if I bathe or if I do not bathe or if I adorn myself or if I do not adorn myself, that this qualifies as a nether of Inui Nefesh, which she may revoke. Rabbi Yossi disagrees and does not consider the nedarim of Inui Nefesh and provides his own example. Amra konum perza omalai harze yachul hafir. If she said, konum the world's produce on me, he may revoke it as a nether of Inui Nefesh. So the sofer writing in silence while his distressed wife cited three refutations to Hashosek Amanasla Mekat Mayfair regarding her Inui Nefesh nether with the condition, if I adorn myself, was caught off guard when she suddenly made a nether beinola veina, and he quickly said that he is made for that nether for as long as she is fit to be married to him, which reminds us that darn that our dvarim should beinola veina are revoked for as long as the wife is fit to be married to her husband. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which of the women that a nether should beinola veina can be revoked the entire time that a wife is fit to her husband, meaning until she's divorced and marries another man? That's on Duff. Ayin test. Good. Number 2. Which step do we have a case where the wife said, Konan the pleasure of bathing to me if I bathe today? That's on Duff. Pay. Good. Number 3. Which of the women a chochem cannot be made for a man's wife's nether, and a baal cannot be mater his wife's nether? That's on Duff. Ayin ches. Good. Number 4. Which step do we have the havamina that the second case in the Mishnah was where the wife said, the pleasure of bathing is forbidden to me if I do not bathe in flax steeping water? That's on Duff. Pay. Good number five. Which step do we have three opinions regarding the ability of a yavam to revoke the nedarim of a yavama? That's on Duff. Ayin Dod. Good number 6. Which step do we have that uncleanliness of the clothing leads to insanity? That's on Duff. Hey, good number 7. Which of the women that one should not revoke on Shabbos with the same language of Hafara that he uses during the week? That's on Duff. Ayin Zayin. Good number 8. Which stuff do we have three refutations brought to Rav Chanina's position that Hashosek Amanasla Mekat Mefer? That's on Duff. Ayin Test. Good number 9. Which of the women that one may revoke Nadarim on Shabbos and may seek a heter for Nadarim that their annulment is needed for Shabbos? That's on Duff. Ayin Zayin. Good. And number 10. Which stuff do you have Malchokus whether one has until nightfall to do Hafara or has 24 hours? That's on Duff. Ayin Vav. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldham Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.